This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Megan Shellong. Marcia and Ryan Lawrence are co-owners of the Movement Art Center, a dance studio home to 175 local students. The Lawrences opened their place just off of Highgara Street 2 years ago. Now, the couple is planning to expand their operation and establish a youth ballet company called Movement Arts Collective.
Yeah, the youth ballet is really, we're very excited about that because it's something we've been wanting to do for quite a while. When we started our school, our goal was really to bring what we have, you know, learned and experienced back in Europe before we moved here 5 years ago. I was born and raised there, so culture and art is part of our, you know, it's part of me, about our being, and we want to bring that to this community too. And we feel like San Luis Obispo is growing. You know, the symphony, the theater are becoming more regionally minded. So we feel like the dance needs to step up their game too and join that movement. SLO is a very special place to be, and we feel like this is a perfect place for a company to begin.
One of the collective's goals for audience members is for them to walk away feeling more than just the aspects of live entertainment. For the Lawrences, dance is so much more.
We want to bypass the entertainment part. Of course, it's still entertaining, but we want people to experience something when they come see a show. It could also be sadness. It could be extreme happiness. It could be confusion. Different emotions than just, oh, that was a fun show. I had a good time. And that comes from getting the right choreographers, the people that can make that kind of art.
For dancers, Lawrence says she hopes the collective will provide students with the proper footing to go directly into professional companies if they wish. That's something Lawrence herself didn't have as a teenager in the Netherlands. In order to pursue her dance dreams, she had to move by herself at 16 to Amsterdam.
Because the school that was in our community wasn't fulfilling what I needed to become a professional, and that's exactly the reason why we are here in SLO, so kids can come here and not have to leave at age 16. They can train here until they're like 18, 19, and then if they want to go professional, they can.
Lawrence says the Movement Arts Collective will strive to connect the San Luis Obispo community to the arts by showing people who haven't been exposed to dance what it's really about.
So it becomes more about bringing art to San Luis and also bringing art to people that haven't been in touch with it yet. So elderly people, people with Parkinson's, children with disabilities, letting our dancers work with them and making it more about a community. So it has like really three arms. We're going to start by making our youth ballet and performing and showing what we're so excited about.
The Movement Arts Center studio currently has dancers from North and South San Luis Obispo County.
We don't only want to have those children be working with famous choreographers and putting pieces on stage and sharing that with the audience, but we also want them to go through a personal journey by being there for their community. So we also really want them to be aware of people that are not able to move like they are. You know, they're so lucky. They get to throw their legs up in the air without any problems. There's people who are struggling every day to just get out of a chair. And for them to be aware of that and learn, we're going to teach them how to work with people like that and make it a team effort so they both get moving.
Meg McCall is the chair of the Movement Arts Collective Board of Directors. She says the new nonprofit collective will provide greater access to dance.
But not everyone can afford to participate in an ongoing dance program. And so they always knew that they wanted to expand the performing arts into a nonprofit arena. And one of the big ways that they can do that is by creating the collective.
The youth ballet is one arm of the collective. It's where teens ages 12 through 18 with a dance background can audition to perform in two main onstage performances each year, McCall says. This year, Annabelle Lopez Ochoa, an internationally renowned dancer, will choreograph one of the two performances of the youth ballet. McCall says that Lawrence's connections to renowned dancers around the world will add more credibility to dance in San Luis Obispo.
Well, generally speaking, when someone wants to see or expect a very high quality performance, they think, well, I might have to go to San Francisco or Los Angeles. But what Marcia and Ryan Lawrence are doing through their connections and their history are bringing very, very experienced and sought after performing artists to SLO.
The nonprofit will also provide scholarships to dancers who might not otherwise be able to participate. Find out more at movementartscollective.org. For KCBX News, I'm Megan Shellong.